welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In the ocean world, the blue economy is a much-used phrase to describe some amalgam of perspective and strategy that provides a context for new investment in ocean resources, ostensibly as sustainable enterprise that will demonstrate best practice and best return from ocean investment. Like many such concept labels, this one is threatened by overuse and misunderstanding. What actually does it mean? And what actually might I do as an individual investor to do it right? What kind of portfolio would I construct? What areas would fit best? Which investments would meet the criteria? Which would be just blue wash and avoided? What would guide my choices? Recently, I came across a program for strategic initiatives conceived by JPI Oceans, an intergovernmental platform based in Europe that strives to increase the impact of national investments in marine and maritime research and innovation and to address aspects related to the influence of freshwater, transitional water, terrestrial environments, and land-based activities on the blue economy. In the midst of the dense EEU and bureaucratic language, I found a diagram, a set of concentric circles that visualized values, goals, and objectives that seemed to me to propose a structure around which specific investments could be made to achieve social and monetary return, affirming my personal commitment to sustainability and the ocean. The outer circle suggested three primary values as foundation principles: blue economy, sustainability, and responsibility. All good. The next circle suggested three specific goals: ocean productivity, ocean health, and ocean stewardship and governance. Again, all good as general areas of interest to focus investment. And the innermost circle suggested 12 specific objectives, categories in which research could be tasked to identify the best equities and fixed income assets for a particular investment: climate change, biodiversity, ecosystems, pollution, observation and modeling, ocean literacy, coastal and marine planning, technology and digitalization, bioeconomy, food and nutrition, deep sea resources, and health and well-being. As I reflected on these areas, I immediately saw the categories in which to discover the best companies or other investment interests on which to build a blue economy portfolio to capitalize certain ventures with progressive and profitable impact from responsible, sustainable ocean action. I will list none of what came to mind, lest my recommendation squander your precious assets, even as I might risk mine. But I will say that I cannot advocate for the blue economy if I am not fully engaged at every level of my personal commitment as a communicator, advocate, or citizen of the ocean, unless I evaluate and align all my investment, be it my IRA, my energy, or my time, all measures of individual political and social capital, in an aggregated commitment to the ocean as key to human survival. I owe this to myself, to my grandchildren, and to yours. And so for each case, I began to make a list of projects I knew from almost two decades of following ocean technology and innovation, parsing through the various ESG funds that have become so popular with investors, some of which, when you examine the actual holdings, include companies with marginal sustainable intent. What is interesting is the amount of chatter there is about these things. Newsletters and messages on Bloomberg News and other financial informational outlets, very enthusiastic, worthy of a closer look at the actuals over the aspirationals, the innovators mixed with the exaggerators, resembling something very similar to an indexed mutual fund dressed in green or blue. But real companies with real goods and services that are at the vanguard of transformational endeavor do exist and are available if you look for them and not allow the conventional brokers to discourage such investment on grounds of ignorance or risk or lack of growth. Think about it this way. We are on the cusp of serious change in how we work, consume, and otherwise act in a world evolving before our very eyes. The old premises must be abandoned. The new ideas are upon us. And the true blue economy believer will invest in that inevitable future. Launch yourself into the markets. It's an oceanic world. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.